It's a relationship that's been repeated throughout history, from T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound to Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson to Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams.
One question that comes up time and time again from our creators is about mentorship. Do I really need a mentor, and how do I effectively work with one?
Behind every great creator is someone who's walked the path before and helped light the way. Because when you're heading into new territory, the next step isn't always obvious.
So hang on tight as we uncover the art and impact of good mentorship. Hello and welcome to First Frame, where creators come for answers. Brought to you by Tell a Story Hive. I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger. On this season of the podcast, we're diving into the practical and ethical challenges facing Canadian content creators in 2026.
With insights from emerging creators, seasoned pros, and industry insiders, it's our goal to give you clear and actionable advice you can use right now.
Canadian content creators need a podcast to call home. This is it.
For most creators, work isn't a steady 9-to-5. It's project by project, and often a solo act. And in that hustle, it's easy to feel a little lost, which is why having someone who can help guide you can be so important.
But that guidance can mean very different things depending on who you ask. Is someone giving you notes, opening doors, or are they just reminding you it's okay to stumble? Mentorship is not a formula. It's a relationship that evolves as you do.
So today, we're getting into it. Why having a good mentor matters, and how to work with each other in a way that helps you both grow. And to help us do that, we're thrilled to welcome both a mentor and one of her former mentees. First up is Mariah Braun, CEO and founder of M3M Marketing. Mariah, welcome to First Frame.
Thanks for having me.
And also joining us is an emerging filmmaker who has benefited from Mariah's expert mentorship, Daryl Hogan. Daryl, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So before we get into the mentorship conversation, why don't you both tell us a little bit about yourselves and the work that you do? Mariah, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Mariah Braun. I live in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and I've been in the marketing industry for 10 years. And I believe I've been an indie filmmaker since 2019. So I guess 6 or 7 years now. And I primarily like to get into short documentary films that are locally reflective to my region. And I recently expanded my commercial business, M3M Marketing, to have a content studio, a first of its kind in Grand Prairie here.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yeah, congratulations. That sounds amazing.
Thank you.
And Daryl, what about you? Tell us about your creative works and how you've connected with Mariah.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in the Peace Country, and I did live in Grand Prairie. By day, I'm a zoo veterinarian technologist, and by night, I am a filmmaker. So I kind of do a little bit of different things and keep creative in the night. I met Mariah, actually. We did a filmmaking course together in Grand Prairie at the GPRC there, now Northwestern Polytechnic. And I've done, you know, a couple documentaries, and my last documentary, Mariah was my mentor.
Well, thank you both for sharing a little bit about yourselves. Now let's dig a little deeper into the mentor-mentee relationship, because it isn't always straightforward and there can be a learning curve on both sides. So what does mentorship mean to you? I'd love to hear from both of you if that's okay. So let's start with Mariah.
Yeah, mentorship. I was kind of thinking about it before this podcast today, and it's gone through an evolution for myself. And what it really boils down to for me is it's kind of like either an informal or this formal relationship that is built between two people where there can be impacts both ways. And so it could be guidance. It could be somebody just to listen. It can be somebody that kind of opens doors. But to me, it's just somebody that's kind of an anchor on a project or your career or something like that, that kind of has impact on you.
I love that.
I do agree with Mariah. I've been thinking about this before coming onto the podcast as well. And one thing about mentorship I was really thinking about is that you can learn something from everybody. Sometimes people think as mentors as an older person who's going to guide you on a pathway, but that doesn't necessarily mean that. You can learn from everyone around you because everyone has different life experiences and perspectives. And as Mariah mentioned, you know, it could just be simple as someone to listen to or give you pointers. Being open-minded about ideas as well. That's what I think mentorship looks like, is just someone there to kind of bounce ideas back and forth.
I like that. It actually makes me think of how the mentorship is or two-way street, like you mentioned, like you can learn from anyone. So do either of you have tips that you could tell our listeners on where to start if they're interested in finding a mentor?
One thing I've learned over the years, especially now that I'm a little bit older, one tip for sure is if you're looking for guidance or advice, is kind of find someone who has experience in that area you're learning from and just cold call them or email and see if they're available to help you. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was so afraid to reach out to people or ask for help. You know, I'll figure it out on my own. I'll be independent. But now that I'm older, I'm more willing to reach out to people. And I feel that is a big tip because especially when you're just starting out, finding those people and just reaching out to them and seeing if they're willing to help you out.
Yeah, that's great advice because I can see that, right? Where you think you want to be able to solve all your own problems or figure it out on your own. And mm-hmm. yeah, reaching out is just that first step. So what about yourself, Mariah? Do you have any additional add-ons?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Daryl, is just kind of ask, just kind of go for it. Because the worst that can happen is just, no, I'm not available or not right now or whatever the case may be. And I think when you're looking at mentors in particular and you're wanting to, I don't know, achieve a certain thing through this mentorship, is maybe having a couple of goals and maybe sharing that with that individual as part of that introduction, is like, I've got a couple of goals. That way it gives them a little bit of direction, especially if you're cold calling them. They have no idea who you are or where you're from or anything like that. That's okay. But give them a little bit of context as to what you're looking to achieve, I would say.
I think that's great, right? Because then if you're reaching out and you find out that that person's maybe, they'll recommend you to someone else who can actually provide you even better support, because maybe they're not, mm-hmm. they're like, I'm not the right person, but you could go and talk to this person, right?
And I think it's also really interesting that both of you said, start reaching out to people, because I think it's that fear of everyone's going to say no to me. But what I find in the creative space is people are more willing to help than not, because as this came up in season one about building your community, the mentor that you're reaching out to also wants to build their community and connect with more people in the future as well. So I think that's a really important piece of advice for our creators. Now, with that being said, people reach out and they find someone to mentor them. How do they know that this mentor is going to be the right fit?
Well, I would kind of say it's, you don't really know if it's going to work out right off the hop, because I think the thing is about building relationships is you got to spend time with that individual and give it a shot, right?
It is hard to know if the relationship is going to work right off the hop. It's just kind of the experience the mentor has too, and setting up that relationship. Are they open to meeting over coffee? Are they asking you those open questions? What are your goals? It's nice to have a mentor that asks what my goals are and kind of push me in a way that I've never thought before. Are they going to make me think of other things that I've didn't even think of myself? That's a great mentor as well. And then providing really good feedback. I don't want just great feedback, you know, that you're doing great. It's also nice to have those mistakes you're making, and then you can build on your project and fix it. I think that's also what a great mentor does as well.
Exactly. Mariah, did you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, like Daryl said, it is hard to know upfront if it is going to be a success, but I feel like we need to strip away this like big expectation of having like this huge success. It's going to be this massive thing. And it's like, even these little wins that these mentors help you with are huge. If they open a door, if they tell you this, you know, trade secret or tips and tricks of the trade, I mean, that gets you there faster. And that's tremendously valuable. And like Daryl said, you can take away little bits and you're always going to take something away from that experience. Maybe you're not going to jive with every single mentor that comes your way, but you can definitely take away at least something from it.
What are some earlier stumbling blocks in mentorships, and how can you clearly set goals and boundaries to help avoid them?
Earlier on, when I was doing one of my first documentaries, I did get paired up with a mentor that I was really excited for, had a lot of experience. I had a lot of questions, and we did an initial meeting and it went well. And I was really excited to hit all my goals. And then I just never heard from that mentor again. It just didn't work out.
No.
That's one of those things that, you know, what do you do in that situation? I reached out one more time just saying, hey, haven't heard back from you. You know, what do you think of this project? Where can I go? And I just unfortunately never heard from them. So that's one stumbling, because then I kind of felt lost on where to take my project for. But I'm a little bit stubborn, so I just kept moving forward and did my own thing without that mentorship. It's unfortunate, but that is one thing that does happen sometimes in the creative world. And people can get busy sometimes, and yeah. You may or may not hear from a mentor. So trying to just kind of pivot and figure out another plan.
So when you met with that mentor, did you guys set, for example, like a cast cadence of like when you would meet with each other, or like a schedule, or was it just sort of left open? So would you recommend setting something like that up, like some expectations with the mentor up front?
Yeah, we didn't set up a specific schedule. It was just kind of, you know, once I hit a specific point in my project to get some feedback or notes from, Okay. Specifically maybe a rough draft, for example. But I think that would be a great idea, setting up a schedule that would work for both people and maybe a little bit of expectations from both ends.
Right. Almost like a roles and responsibility document in a little bit of a way, where it's like, then you know what you're committing yourself to on both sides, right? And what expectations are from both the mentee and the mentor then.
And speaking on that expectations piece, I think that people do sometimes go into it with some expectations of what they expect that mentorship is going to be. But on the flip side of that, you know, we have had creators in our programs that have been paired up with mentors and they feel like it's a really good fit. And it comes down to that. You don't really know the question until you know the question. So what happens if you're working with a mentor and you're struggling and they're giving you advice? Maybe it doesn't feel right for you or for your project. What would you say to that?
I have experienced this with a past mentee, and essentially it's okay. Like, people can give you advice. You can hear it. You can consider it. It is your creative project. That's why StoryHive chooses you as the project lead. It's your vision. It's yours to bring to life. And mentors can give you advice till they're blue in the face. It doesn't necessarily mean that you take it. And you should always consider it and rationalize why it may or may not be a good fit for that specific project. And like Daryl said earlier, everybody comes with different perspectives and experiences. And at the end of the day, you just have to remember that this project is yours. This is your perspective you're trying to get out there into the world. And so it's okay to recommend things as a mentor or even as a mentee that aren't like, it's not going to work or whatever. You just have to graciously kind of say, thank you so much for that advice. I'll consider it and just go and move on.
Because I don't think a mentor is going to be upset that you didn't take that particular piece of advice. Maybe there's other things they've supported you with that you've been able to benefit from. But I think it's also good to hear opinions, even if they differ. The world would be pretty boring if everybody had the same thought.
Absolutely. One example I could think of was just the end credits, like just the color. I just had a question about the color and how they chose that, how, like, what did they want that to communicate? And I thought, based on the project, I just didn't think the color matched, and they kept it in. Like, when I saw the final cut, they kept it in. I was like, good for you, you guys. I gave you advice and you didn't take it, and that's okay. And you probably thought about it, and there's a reason why.
Now it's time to take a bit of a break from this real talk and shift to the fun segment of our show. And given the topic today, we think it's extremely appropriate to go with 1 minute mentor.
Yes, it definitely hits right on the nose of this episode. So in 30 seconds or less, tell us the single best piece of advice that's guided your career or helped someone else along the way. Daryl, you can go first. Let's start the clock.
I think my single best piece of advice I've received is stay true to myself and don't change my project based off of what other people say. If I believe wholly in it, just stick with it.
I love that. And it's so important. Mariah, we're over to you.
Yeah, my example would be a little bit more broad. And it was from a mentor that kind of encouraged me to go out there and sell. I was very intimidated by knocking on doors, going into offices and asking for money. And he basically just told me, his name is Grant Burke. He's an awesome guy. Thank you so much for your mentorship. He basically said, they're just people. Strip away the titles, strip away what they do for work, and they're just people. Can you talk to people? I know you can. That's why I hired you. And that was it. And that is something that has just like stuck with me throughout my entire career. It's been fantastic.
I love that. Just take the stress right out of it, right?
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. They're just people. Now it's time to get into the actionable advice for everyone thinking about mentorship. So, Mariah, there's a distinction between formal and informal mentorship. Can you explain that and how the structure can affect the relationship and how it unfolds?
Yeah, so a formal mentorship opportunity could be like the NSI mentorship program that StoryHive puts on, right? You're assigned to a mentor and then you kind of go from there. An informal one would more so be that maybe you haven't really defined it as a mentorship relationship, but there's elements of that there. Like I go back to many people that were mentors to me, like Rue Jones, like David McGregor, who was our video production instructor, both me and Daryl's. And those were never like formal. It was just like I'd ask them questions from time to time. They'd be checking in with me. How are you doing? Those kind of things. So you can really learn from all sorts of mentorships, both formal and informal.
I like that because I think there's probably a lot of people out there that don't realize that they actually have a lot of informal mentorship opportunities that they're actually doing every day, where to your point, you just, you know, called for a little piece of advice and you wouldn't think of that as a mentor, but it really is.
I think mentorship just feels like a big word that feels like it should be all these fancy things. And,
right.
And yeah, so I think more people probably have informal mentorship opportunities out there than they know.
Exactly.
You know, I think that there's a misconception when it comes to mentorship that it only benefits the mentee. And as you've both sort of mentioned earlier, anyone can benefit from these relationships and you can learn from everybody. So, you know, how can both people that are in the relationship, both mentor and mentee, feel fulfilled and benefit from the mentorship itself?
I'm going to talk specifically about the Grand Prairie community, because that's where I know Mariah. And she mentioned Rue Jones and David McGregor, who was our instructor. One of the biggest things I've found, because I work with both of them as well, is they've been mentors to me and instructors, same with Mariah, but we've worked on projects together as well. And we continue to work together. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits. If you have a great working relationship together, you're going to work together for many years on many projects. If that is in the mentor or mentee, or they're going to hire you later down the road, I think that's one of the biggest benefits. And you talked about community, you're building that community. And Grand Prairie has a great film community. So I'm very proud of it.
And this is something that we see at StoryHive as well, because I've heard through creators that have come back into our programs in future that they are still connected to their mentor that they worked with, you know, years and years ago in a previous StoryHive edition, which is really exciting that, you know, something that was set up and sort of a little bit more regimented in our program, that they are signed a mentor with the NSI, but that relationship has continued to evolve and they've been able to work together even past the term at StoryHive, which is really exciting. Mariah, I'd love to hear your insight on this as well, as far as, you know, what can a mentor get out of these relationships, if you have anything else to add?
Well, I think if you just listen to your mentee, what they're experiencing, and apply it to what's going on in your world, I think there's lots to be gleaned from. For the most part, like Daryl said, it's typically not this like hierarchy where it's like the mentor and the mentee. It's better when there's a pool of people and everybody can feel like they have a role and a place. And the mentor should never have this huge ego of, well, I'm mentoring and I'm not learning anything. I'm just dishing out all the advice. Just kind of go at it with an open mind. And I've learned a ton as a mentor, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Trust and honesty are often key in the mentorship relationship. So what does that actually look like, though, in practice?
Trust and honesty. Well, in order to trust someone, you got to get to know them. You got to build that relationship. Honesty is essentially nicely giving feedback that is constructive and doesn't make somebody feel like poorly, I would probably say. When I look back at some of the advice I've given as a mentor, sometimes I think about this advice that I want to give through email or through like a video conference. And I'm always just thinking about like, how can I deliver this the nicest way? And is this feedback something I should bring forward? But it's going to serve the mentee a lot better if you can give that honest, critical kind of feedback to them, because ultimately that is your role as the mentor, is to help these mentees see their blind spots. And I think trust is built when you are honest with people. If you go at it in good faith with the relationship, being honest, but being kind is important too. I think that sets you up for success for sure.
Yeah, that honesty and the way that you deliver it is really ultimately going to help that individual grow. So Daryl, do you have any top-ups that you want to add to specifically that question as well?
Am I allowed to give an example of Mariah as a mentor?
Of course, so long as Mariah says yes.
One of the things that I really appreciate about Mariah as a mentor is she's extremely honest and she does give great feedback. So I remember going back to my project with StoryHive and we got buddied up as mentor and mentee. One of the first things she asked me, because we have a working relationship together, is if I was comfortable with her being my mentor because she saw us as peers. And I told her 100%, you have experiences that I don't have, and you're going to give me a great perspective. Once I started working on the project, she also was really honest with saying, hey, I don't work with this genre of documentary you're doing, and I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to help you reach those goals as best as possible. And she gave me great feedback. She told me where I could make the project better and stronger and told me great parts of it, even though she has no experience with my story at all. And I think it worked out well. Did I listen to everything she told me? No.
I was just going to ask that. But I did listen to a lot. Did you take all the advice or did you pick and choose?
I listened, I would say, maybe about 90%. Yeah. There's a few pieces that I didn't. But she was a fantastic mentor and she's very honest. And I appreciated that.
Well, thank you, Daryl.
And I think that just goes to show that your mentor doesn't have to be someone that's been in the industry for 25 or 30 years. It could be someone who's working in a different genre. Ultimately, every single person you come in contact with is a potential viewer of your project anyway. I want to make sure that we answer the central question of this episode. And so if a creator is asking themselves, do I really need a mentor? What would both of you say to that?
Do you need a mentor? No. But will it benefit you? I'm almost like probably 75% sure it's going to benefit you at least. So give it a shot. Try it out. You might be a little intimidated at first, especially if you're an emerging creator. But believe me, these people that the NSI and StoryHive put together are fantastic. Every single one of them that I've met has been great. So just give it a shot. Try it out.
They are pretty amazing. Daryl, what would you say?
100%. Especially if you're trying to grow and do different things or get funding, 100%. I am bad for asking for help. I'm terrible at it. So for the first few years, I did everything by myself and my husband. We did everything by ourselves. I needed to do the marketing, the filming, the editing, everything like that. But my projects get so much stronger and better if I bring mentors or people with more experience in certain areas that I do not have. And I can see my stories getting stronger now, now that I have opened my heart to other people. And I do now ask for help.
I love that. The expression that you've opened your heart to help. That's really sweet.
This has been such a great conversation and really important to our viewers and listeners. Before we wrap up, are there any resources that either of you would recommend for our followers who want to learn more or maybe find a mentor of their own?
Applying for StoryHive is a great one. I've applied for a couple. I've done a few projects through StoryHive now. You get mentorship in all areas. And, you know, that's marketing, the business, the law side. Even just to make your project stronger, or the film festivals, that is a great mm-hmm. one. My other one is film groups in your community. So Grand Prairie has Prima. I just moved outside of Edmonton recently, and FAVA is another group. They're specific film groups. Love them. I've learned a lot, met people. You get classes and workshops that you can go to. And my other favorite one is attending film festivals in areas that you would like to work at and volunteer with them. I have met a lot of close friends and work partners and built projects from attending film festivals. I love attending film festivals and volunteering. So that would be another one.
Excellent ideas. Mariah, do you have any other resources you'd like to share?
Yeah, anything that is local where you can collaborate with people who are on the ground. And don't be shy to go to other communities. Like myself, I've gone to a couple networking events in Edmonton. Maybe I was just in the region at the time, but I've done that and that's been really successful for me. Also, try to go to like places like Banff Media Festival or any other thing that kind of brings people together in person, especially, but don't cross off the online stuff because that's just as good. To be honest, that's really what propelled me forward when I first started in this industry because it was during COVID. So everything all of a sudden opened up. And before it was like, you're in Grand Prairie, it's too hard. But now everything's just open. So look for those opportunities. Maybe it's the Black Screen Office or any of those kind of associations that support indie filmmakers, DOC, all those kind of associations and organizations I would take a look into.
That's great advice. I really appreciate it. And I would also add to that, like, think about signing up for those organizations' newsletters. And then at the same time, take a look at your informal, right? Because those people who you're just currently asking questions to that are very informal, why not formalize that and make it more of a formal mentorship relationship?
100%, Cam, because I think for a lot of creators, they actually already have opportunities that are right in front of them. They're just not realizing that they're there. So great suggestions from all of you. Thank you so much. And Mariah and Daryl, thank you both for joining us today on First Frame.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me as well.
So Cam, what really hit me in today's episode is that mentorship really shouldn't be something that's stressful or intimidating for creators. It's more about understanding that both people are going to benefit and making sure that you're trying to find someone to support whatever your goals are. Not necessarily about finding the perfect fit, but knowing that you're going to learn from them. What was one of your takeaways from today's episode?
Well, I think I've said it a couple of times already, and it's about that informal mentorship that you probably don't even know that you're doing and actually potentially even formalizing it more. So I really think that was something I took away. And then again, it went back to what we talked about in season one, which is about building your community. And you heard from both of them that they continue to work with the same people and they've been learning from each other in a mentorship mentee way since the first time they started working with each other, and they've continued over the number of years working on projects together.
Exactly. And I think it's about learning from each other, being able to grow, being open to hearing feedback. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're not good or your project has issues or things like that. Everyone has a differing opinion, and that you can take that information, you can digest it, you can decide if it's something that you want to follow, you can learn from it, and you're going to grow regardless.
I think the other piece I took away is the fact that if you're the mentor, make sure that you're thinking about how you're delivering the feedback or the constructive feedback. So how would you want to hear that messaging so that it, you know, comes across in a way that's going to add value to that mentee? And then from a mentee's perspective, I really took away the fact that, you know, when you are receiving that feedback, you get to pick and choose which of that feedback you want to actually implement, right? It doesn't mean you need to take all of their advice or guidance. You choose, you're in the driver's seat. This is your mentorship. You get to pick and choose what of their advice that you actually implement.
So that's it for this episode of First Frame, brought to you by Telestory Hive. Thanks so much to you, our viewers and listeners, for joining us.
Please hit follow so you don't miss a thing. And if you'd like to learn more about how Telestory Hive can help you along your creative journey, check out storyhive.com.
Until next time, I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger. And that's a wrap.